good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God. And really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning and listen to the Word of God. We appreciate each listener. Trust it'll be a blessing to your heart today. We appreciate the opportunity to come every Sunday morning for God providing this open door for us to try to preach to you the Word of God and invite you to church. I tell you, it'd be a good day to go, get up and go to the house of God this morning. And you're not making plans to go anywhere. You're not in church regularly. You need to be in the house of God today. Give you an invitation to come and be with us in the services here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and you'll enjoy the preaching of the Word of God. You'll come and be in the services throughout the day today. Sunday school at 10, and be having a auditorium class for our Sunday school, and then 10:45, the worship service, back at 5 o'clock on the evening. And then I'm not sure, I've been going on vacation, whether he's doing Wednesday night at 7 or not. But anyway, we want to invite you to the house of God this morning and count a real joy to come every time to this program and try to be a blessing to you. If there's one thing we need today in the world we're living in, it's the precious Word of God. We certainly do need to hear from heaven today and hear what God's got to say about the situation that we're in this morning. So it's good to be here, and I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that are not able to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you this morning. I know we've got some that listen. I'd like to send that Brother Steve Morgan and his wife. They listen to the broadcast and not been able to get it go a lot to the church they go to there at New Bethel. But we appreciate them listening this morning. And then others that are listening, we thank God for you and hope we can be a blessing and be an uplift to your heart today and just let you feast on the Lord this morning. Now look into the Word of God. And it's a wonderful book. Thank God for the precious Word of the living God. We want to pray for your needs today. A lot of folks need prayer this morning. We'll remember each one today that God would just touch you and help you and your situation, whatever it might be this morning. Father, as we bow in your presence today, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for, Lord, providing grace for us to get the salvation that you provided through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace through faith are you saved. You did say that in the Word of God. We found that out to be true. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You made us new, Lord, through your precious blood. Thank you for it. And I pray, God, that you touch hearts today in radio land. Those that are sick and suffering, touch them this morning as they look to you for strength and for touch and for healing and for help in their lives today. And that one that may be listening that's unsaved, and this might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior and be saved before it's too late. Lord, have your will and way, and bless the services today where your people are meeting together. Your men are preaching the Word of God. I pray that you'd help them this morning and give souls for the labor. Have your will and way in all you do. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing. Hope it'll be an encouragement to your heart. You listen to Henderson this morning. They'll bless your heart as they sing.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can nothing can force sin. not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. What a precious blood. It's all His. He shed His blood for us. Thank God for that old song today. What a blessing it is. I tell you, it weren't for the blood, we'd be in hell this morning. But God shed His blood, Jesus, His blood on Calvary. God accepted it and on the altar of God, paid for our sins that we might be saved by His wonderful grace. Hope you enjoyed that. Now today, have one more now. As they sing, you listen as they sing.
Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, Wonderful Counselor, Bright Morning Star, the Lily of the Valley, Provider and Friend. He was yesterday, He's tomorrow, the beginning and end. And the angels called Him Jesus, born of the Virgin, and Mary called Him Jesus, but I call Him Lord. Jehovah, Messiah, mighty God and King, bread of life, peace, the lasting word of love that I sing. Light in darkness, door to heaven, my home in the sky, the fountain of living waters that never shall run dry. And the angels called Him Jesus, born of a virgin, and Mary called Him Jesus, but I call Him Lord.
Amen. That's Him. That's Him this morning. Thank God for that today. All right, Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 this morning. Try to bring to you the message we feel like the Lord would have us to preach today on the broadcast, and hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. Now, don't forget, meet us in church this morning at 10 o'clock for Sunday school. You come and be with us there in the services, and then, of course, in 10:45 for the regular service, preaching service. Kevin Norton be preaching you the Word of God today, and it'll be a blessing to you. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. That's all I'm going to read this morning, Revelation 1, verses 9 through 18 of chapter 1. I hope that was a real blessing to you this morning. But I want you to look here, and we're going to try to bring the message today simply on this. Wonder where the Lord is. I wonder where the Lord is. John had that thought, I'm sure, on the Isle of Patmos. I wonder where the Lord is. He'd been preaching for his Savior. He'd been preaching Jesus was crucified, and that he'd been buried, and that he'd risen, and that he got up from the dead. He had been preaching that. And here he was being persecuted and been exiled on the Isle of Patmos for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that Sunday morning when he woke up, it may have been saying, I wonder where the Lord is. He knew he was alive. He knew he was living. He knew that he was with him, but he just didn't know exactly probably where he was at that moment. But I tell you, when John got up there on the Lord's day, amen, he found out who Jesus was. And the Bible said he identified himself, John. Well, we see where John is. He's on the Isle of Patmos there in verses 9. He was a brother. He was a brother. I mean, he was one that was a companion. I mean, this is who John is. He was a brother. He identified himself as being a brother. What made him a brother? Well, it wasn't the fleshly birth that made him a brother. It was the spiritual birth, and he was a brother. He was writing to these 7 churches there in Asia at that time, and of course, he was identifying himself as a brother. I know what you're going through with. I'm your brother. I'm your companion. And so there he identified himself as being a companion and a compatriot of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible said in the last word of verse 9, he said, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. And I was there in the aisle that is called for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here we find that John identified himself as who he was. And then, of course, Jesus identified himself. Amen. He was there for a reason. He was there because of what he'd been doing for the Savior. And if the world hates you, just rest assured, it's going to hate that they hated him. It's going to hate that you also. And that's what Jesus said about himself. He said, it hated me before he hated you. And the world just don't love the child of God today. Didn't love Jesus at that time, of course. And so there he was. John was there for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I mean, we see there, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I mean, brother, he got up that Sunday morning and he didn't get up discouraged. He didn't get up down and out. He got up in the Spirit. He got up to worship the Lord. It was Sunday morning. He remembered very vividly when the Lord Jesus got up from the grave. It was on Sunday morning, not on the Sabbath, but on Sunday. And so ever since that time, this early church had been worshiping on the Lord's day, on Sunday morning, worshiping the Savior. And that when John woke up on the Isle of Patmos, I'm sure, and that he just kept marking the days off from the day that he got there. And that then, of course, when he come to, there's the 6th day, and then there's the 7th day, and there's the Lord's day. I tell you, he woke up that Sunday morning ready to go to church, ready to go out to the house of God, but he looked out, wasn't no church there. He was on the Isle of Patmos. He I remembered there he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, but I tell you, and where was the Lord? Where was Jesus at? Where was the Son of God at? He'd made John a promise, and I told the disciples that, lo, I'm with you all the way, that even to the end of the world. And so here we find he would know that was very disappointed not being at church, but I tell you, that Sunday morning, Jesus showed up. Amen. The Son of God showed up. The risen one. Amen. He was the risen one. In verses 5 of chapter 1, we know that he is the risen one, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. Amen. The first begotten of the dead. He was the risen one. Amen. And then, of course, identified himself as not only the risen one, but the cleansing one. The Bible said in the second part of verse 5, and he said, and washed us from our sins, and made the sins had been taken away. How was that done? Well, he was a unique one. He'd done it in his own blood. Amen. Oh, my friend, listen, he was not a ram that was caught in a thicket. He was not a pigeon. He was not a turtle dove. He was not a substitute, but Jesus Christ was the lamb that was sacrificed for the sins and done it with his own blood. A unique one. Amen. And so Jesus is real this morning. He was real to John the Revelator there on the Isle of Patmos. He was real to him. And so, my friend, listen, what was Jesus doing there? Well, first of all, he captivated John's heart by his love. Amen. And they captivated it by his love. The Bible said there in that fifth verse, and the Bible said unto him that loved us. Amen. And to him that loved us, he loves us. And I'm telling you, there's no doubt of the love that Jesus Christ had for the sins of this old world. And my friend, listen, that sinful heart of yours has only been captivated by the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody could change a heart like Jesus changes a heart. He puts it in a new heart, a heart of flesh. Amen. Not a heart of stone, but my friend, a real heart, a spiritual heart. And God saves us by his wonderful and marvelous grace today. And that captivates us. Amen. And John was captivated by the love of God and the love that Jesus Christ showed for him there on the cross of Calvary. He didn't forget that. He knew how he got to where he was. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. So John was captivated by the love of God. He was an ultimate love. Greater love with no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what Jesus did. My friend, listen, it's an ultimate love. You can't find love like that anywhere else. There's no place you can find it except in Jesus Christ. There's the love of a father, and there's the love of a mother, and there's the love of a wife, a companion, a friend, but there's no love like the perfect love of an almighty God through Jesus Christ. Unto him that loved us, he had to love us, had to go to the old rugged cross and pay the sin debt that was paid for us on that cross. It was an ultimate love, and then it was a loyal love, and the faithful witness. He was the faithful witness in the first begotten of the dead. What did Jesus say about this? He said, it didn't come to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And that John was captivated by that love this morning. Nothing else could make him go through what he was going through with and survive what he was surviving except the love of God in his heart. And Brother John had got changed by that Savior many years before, and he'd been born to the family of God, had made a new creature in Christ Jesus, had been called out by the Lord, follow me and I'll make you you fishers of men. And brother made him a child of God, and he's captivated by that love this morning. And that makes you go ahead and serve him when things are not going well. And when you've been persecuted for the cause of Christ, you're going ahead, serve him anyway. Go ahead and preach anyway. Go ahead and witness anyway. And just captivated by that love. Nobody can do that like the Lord Jesus did. Amen. Captivated by the love of God. Number two, John was enlightened by the prophetic word, and by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's what he said there in those verses. And my friend had that revelation of Jesus Christ given to him by God. And that's so he was enlightened and by the prophetic word of God in verses 1. That's what he said. He said it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. The very first words that John wrote down was this, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He didn't say this is what I say, and this is what I thought of, but it was a revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And so my friend, listen to me this morning. John was enlightened by the prophetic word of God. It was a disclosure of truth, my friend, concerning things that have been hid from men, but are made manifest to all that have ears to hear, as is said here in chapter 1. Let him that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And so we've got the enlightenment of the prophetic word of God this morning. Listen, and who was it given by? Well, in verse 2, said through his servant John. You've got to have a servant. God chose to use servants to let the world know about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a servant of God, he said, who bear record. John bear record of the Word of God. And the record was born through John the Revelator as he wrote down the things that God was showing him and telling him what to say and what to write down and send to the seven churches in Asia at that time. Oh, my friend, listen this morning. John was enlightened by that word. And listen unto all that hears it, and to all that hears it, and to all that reads it, and to all that keeps it. Amen. If you can read it and you can hear it, you ought to keep it. Amen. Oh, listen, that's what he said there in those verses. John has made it very clear that what he was telling them this morning was what the Lord Jesus had given unto him to write. And the Bible said, verse 2, who bear record of the Word of God. It's God's Word written down by God's servant as the Holy Ghost gave unto him the things which he should pin down and send to us today as a part of those churches that was in Asia at that time, and the prophetically speaking to us as the day that are part of the church of the living God, still alive, still well, and living today, and carrying on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, listen, my friend, listen. He was enlightened by that prophetic word of God. And so what was it? And listen, and what where the Lord is, the Lord was giving comfort and aid to his persecuted servant of God. And there in that verses 9, he said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the hour that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, he was being comforted by the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody could give comfort like Jesus could. When you're being persecuted, the best person in the world you can go to is the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to God, amen. Go to God with your troubles. Go to God with your persecutions. Go to God when the things are not going well. Go to your Savior. Go to God, and brother, he will lift you up and he will help you this morning. So what John was saying here on the Isle of Patmos, he found somebody that was real and somebody that was very present. I wonder where the Lord is. Well, John found out he was right there where he was. When John got to the Isle of Patmos, Jesus was already there. And brother, listen, and listen, not only already there in his presence, but he's already there in the in his existence within John. And John, my friend, within him was the Holy Spirit of God indwelling him. And Jesus was in him. And my friend, he was not alone. He was not by himself. And the Lord was right there with him this morning. And brother, if you're going through the problems of life today, let me tell you, Jesus is right there with you today, going through those things with you. He's not going to leave you alone. He's going to help you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to lead you. He's going to give you grace sufficient to carry through those things. So John found out some things on the Isle of Patmos. He found that reality of what the Lord had told him, and that he would not be by himself, that he would be with him and go with him all the way, even unto the end of the world. You're not going to be alone, child of God. You're not going to be by yourself, a servant of God. And my friend, because you've got somebody that made a promise to you and was big enough to back it up, amen. And whatever you go through with, he knows exactly what you're going through with. He will not leave you comfortless. Amen. He will be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Listen, my friend, today, do you know the Lord this morning? Are you saved by God's grace today? Have you been washed in that precious blood of Jesus Christ this morning? Have you experienced the love of God in Jesus today? If you've not, have a beg of you today, give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to the Lord today. And listen, child of God, if you need some help from the Lord today, you look to Him, because He's right there waiting for you to look His way and to come to Him in prayer and supplication before the Lord today. God will help you. God will comfort you. And God will strengthen you. Listen, it's not going to be long till Jesus comes. And we're not going to be by ourselves in this thing. The Lord's with us all the way. And when the sound of the trumpet comes, and brother, we're going to leave out to be with Him, because He's coming back to get us. He said, I will not leave you, but I will come again and receive you unto myself, and that where I am, there you may be also. The Lord's coming. The Lord's going to be here very soon. May God bless you is our prayer on the next time. Amen.